Crete is the Greek island closest to Africa. It's a large island, and a great civilization flourished there long ago. My sister Malta had been to Crete as well. She says it's a wonderful place. The wind is strong, and the honey is delicious. I love honey.
I nodded. I'm not that crazy about honey.
I came today to ask you a favor,
said Kritikano.
I'd like to take a sample of the water in your house.
The water? I asked. You mean the water from the tap?
That would be fine,
she said.
And if there happens to be a well nearby, I would like a sample of that water also.
I don't think so. I mean, there is a well in the neighborhood, but it's on somebody else's property, and it's dry. It doesn't produce water anymore. Kritikano gave me a complicated look.
Are you sure?
She asked.
Are you sure it doesn't have any water?
I recalled the dry thud that the chunk of brick had made when the girl threw it down the well at the vacant house. Yes, it's dry, all right. I'm quite sure.
I see,
said Kritikano.
That's fine. I'll just take a sample of the water from the tap then, if you don't mind.
I showed her to the kitchen. From her white patent leather bag, she removed two small bottles of the type that might be used for medicine. She filled one with water and tightened the cap with great care. Then she said she wanted to take a sample from the line supplying the bathtub. I showed her to the bathroom, undistracted by all the underwear and stockings that Kumiko had left drying in there. Kritikano turned on the tap and filled the other bottle. After capping it, she turned it upside down to make sure it didn't leak. The bottle caps were color-coded, blue for the bath water and green for the kitchen water. Back on the living room sofa, she put the two vials into a small plastic freezer bag and sealed it shut. She placed the bag carefully in her white patent leather bag, the metal clasp of which closed with a dry click. Her hands moved with practiced efficiency. It was obvious she'd done this many times before.
Thank you very much,
said Kritikano. Is that all? I asked.
Yes, for today,
she said. She smoothed her skirt, slipped her bag under her arm, and made as if to stand up. Wait a minute, I said with some confusion. I hadn't been expecting her to leave so suddenly. Wait just a minute, will you please? My wife wants to know what's happened to the cat. It's been gone for almost 2 weeks now. If you know anything at all, I'd like you to tell me. Still clutching the white bag under her arm, Kritikano looked at me for a moment. Then she gave a few quick nods. When she moved her head, the curled-up ends of her hair bobbed with an early-60s lightness. Whenever she blinked, her long, fake eyelashes moved slowly up and down, like the long-handled fans operated by slaves in movies set in ancient Egypt.
To tell you the truth, my sister says that this will be a longer story than it seemed at first.
A longer story than it seemed? The phrase, a longer story, brought to mind a tall stake set in the desert where nothing else stood as far as the eye could see. As the sun began to sink, the shadow of the stake grew longer and longer until its tip was too far away to be seen by the naked eye.
That's what she says,
Kritikano continued.
This story will be about more than a disappearance of the cat.
I'm confused, I said. All we're asking you to do is help us find the cat, nothing more. If the cat's dead, we want to know for sure. Why does it have to be a longer story? I don't understand.
Neither do I,
she said. She brought her hand up to the shiny barrette on her head and pushed it back a little.
But please, put your faith in my sister. I'm not saying that she knows everything, but if she says there will be a longer story, you can be sure there will be a longer story.
I nodded without saying anything. There was nothing more I could say. Looking directly into my eyes and speaking with a new formality, Kritikano asked,
Are you busy, Mr. Okada? Do you have any plans for the rest of the afternoon?
No, I said, I had no plans.
Would you mind, then, if I told you a few things about myself?
Critacano asked. She put the white patent leather bag she was holding down.